Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is ValueSign for Thursday, September 2nd. Today, waiting for that special item? It may be anchored off the coast of California. That, and our preview of the rest of today's corporate results, along with the latest news on the economy, coming right up. Well, have you done your Christmas shopping? If you haven't started, it could already be too late. Waiting for that special gift or specialty item? It may indeed be anchored off that coast of Long Beach, California. Right now, there are 47 container ships anchored off the twin ports of Long Beach and San Pedro, waiting to offload their cargo and head back to China for more. But there aren't enough longshoremen, trucks, and other equipment to move all of that waiting cargo. This is the very hub of the supply chain problems that we've all been reading about. As the American economy has recovered from the economic lockdown of last year, the demand for imports has skyrocketed. And while the ships have sailed from Asia, they've been halted once they've reached our shores. Now, before last year's crisis, the average number of ships offloading at the Southern California ports was about 16. Today, we're seeing levels 4 times higher. It's a total bottleneck, and it's shortly to be reflected at your neighborhood stores. You will see, in the very near future, that shelves are starting to get bare. If you're looking for a particular clothing item in just your size, it will become more and more difficult to purchase. A particular household item that you're looking for may not be stocked for weeks or months. And hit hardest will be the small boutique stores, the ones where you can try on the clothes or examine the goods. Amazon will be the last to feel the pinch, but inevitably, the crunch will come to Amazon also. And really, it's the combination of fewer resources at the ports, read fewer trucks and workers, combined with a dramatic uptick in consumer demand here in the U.S. Before the year 2020, the nation had only 1 month when our trade imbalance exceeded $50 billion. Since March of 20, the worst month of the pandemic, every single month has recorded a trade deficit of greater than $50 billion, meaning, of course, that we're importing much more than we're exporting. Now, a few minutes ago, the latest trade report came across my desk. And once again, that trade deficit rattled in at a minus $70 billion, the second month in a row with a $70 billion deficit, half again higher than the all-time record deficit recorded back before 2020. And like most economic events, this all reflects a complex interaction between several factors in the economy. Clearly, there's a serious supply chain issue here, and much of it is in this country where we're simply not able to offload those floating ships in California. But there is a subtle, more sinister element behind all of this, and it's our own nation's lack of production. There's really little reason for the USA being forced to look overseas for the goods and products that our own customers want. In an ideal world, we would be producing these goods here at home. It would provide jobs and promote the kind of balanced economy that would be better able to withstand any future economic shock. Unfortunately, for over 30 years, it has been our public policy to promote consumption and overseas production. The result has been these never-ending trade deficits. Deficits which will not end until we change that public policy. And that's all done down in Washington. So in economic reports today, that all-important trade deficit continued at $70 billion, with a whopping $212 billion in exports dwarfed by the staggering $282 billion in imports just for the month of July. Also reported today, initial claims for unemployment benefits, although a slight reduction here to 340,000 for the latest week, it's still well above the 250,000 we averaged before the pandemic. Now, in earnings today, tech companies Broadcom, DocuSign, and Hewlett-Packard all report from the West Coast later this afternoon. And that's the Value Side for Thursday, September 2nd. I'm David Revell. Please join me in praying for the victims in Afghanistan and from Hurricane Ida. Thank you.